Almighty God has protected His perfect, inerrant, infallible, alive Word through all ages. His Word has not been lost. He said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word shall never fade away." God says in Psalms, "Thy Word is ever settled in heaven." Friend, Jesus in Luke chapter 16 says, "There was a certain rich man, and in hell he lifted up his eyes in torments." You can say what you want and play a wise fool if you like, for the Bible says professing themselves to be wise they became fools. There is most definitely a place of hell. Only a man that God has reprobated who is void of judgment and understanding could come up with the theory that you have. I laugh pretty good as I read how you get around the truths of God's Bible. Death is coming for you, and friend, if the Holy Ghost don't open your eyes, that place that you try to explain away will certainly be your eternal destiny.
Dear Nameless, my friend, are you always so dogmatic about things you know absolutely nothing about? In three short sentences, you change God's Word into God's Bible, as though they were one and the same thing. God's Word is inerrant. Men's Bibles are filled with error. I was at a large Bible bookstore yesterday. There are hundreds of translations. Why is that? Are they all inerrant? If they were, then they would all be translated with the same words. Even the revered King James Version is not a pure translation out of the original Hebrew and Greek manuscripts, but rather is a revision of other translations, including the Catholic Latin Vulgate by Jerome. Did you know that the 1611 King James Bibles contained 14 additional books that are no longer found in the modern King James Bible? Which edition was inerrant? The one with the 14 additional books or the ones without the 14 additional books? We are not talking about a word or two here. We are talking about whole books disappearing from the King James Version. Why did they produce a new version with different words in it if the old King James Version was inerrant? The King James Version translates Sheol into the English word grave 31 times, and it translates the same Hebrew word Sheol into the English word hell 31 times. You call that inerrant? Which is it, the grave or hell? You have no idea what you are talking about. You are parroting things you have heard or read that have absolutely no basis in fact. You are in no position to criticize or even worse condemn me for speaking the truth. You cannot disprove anything that I have said in my two letters to Kennedy and Hagee. I don't doubt that you laughed when you read it. They laughed and jeered at Jesus and the apostles for their teaching of God's truths also, if you remember. Did you know that many modern language translations are dropping the translation of hell in the Old Testament? That's because they have checked and found that the King James Version translations were in absolute error on this subject. The Holy Spirit inspired the New Testament to be written in Greek. When a New Testament writer quotes from the Old Testament Hebrew, the Holy Spirit inspired them to translate the Hebrew word Sheol into the Greek word Hades. So the Hebrew Sheol and the Greek Hades are synonymous. They have the same meaning. And yet the King James Version translations translate the Greek word Hades into the word hell 99% of the time. Why not only 50% of the time as in the Old Testament? But now to the 1%. What about that 1% that the King James Version did not translate the Greek word Hades into the English word hell? What happened there? I'll show you. 1 Corinthians 15:55. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Did you catch that, my friend? In 1 Corinthians 15:55, the King James Version translators translated the Greek word not hell, but grave. Why just this once? Why? Because there is victory over this Hades, over this grave, over this hell. But the deceitful translators, following their pagan traditions, wanted to deceive their readers on this one verse. They didn't want anyone to know that there is victory over Hades, which they always translate hell in the New Testament. Now that you know the truth, I suspect I will not hear from you again. Or if I do, you will not address what I have given you above, but will take me on another front of error with equally damning criticism and condemnation about something else you know nothing about. I welcome criticism. I am not perfect. I am learning new truths nearly every day of my life. There certainly are errors in my writings, and I welcome those who find it. but in this case you are in error and just need to be educated to the facts. Will you too admit error and accept truth? I hope so. I pray so. I wish you well. I appreciate your email. It is an opportunity for me to defend the truth. And as most of my readers realize by now, I defend the truth with vigor, so don't be offended at my reply. May God grant you the wisdom to see that God's word is indeed inerrant, but man's translations are anything but inerrant. Some are the work of deceitfulness and others are not, but the most sincere and dedicated translations are still incapable of making a perfect translation, and God has allowed it to be so. Many of the treasures of the scriptures must be sought after with the tenacity of a bulldog. We must dig and search and forfeit all for God's truth. Any less effort is not worthy of His truth or the kingdom of God. God be with you. Sincerely, Ray.